frequent Barbies.
Oh, sick, you live in the canyon. How big is your mansion? Yeah. Fresh out of school, now you working and focus on fashion. Pretty girl, and you let go. Got time, but you got goals. Hey, baby, waste your time with me in California.
Guys, it's Carly
and Elena,
and we are the Backwoods Barbies.
We're back with another episode.
Number six. That is crazy. And we are vlogging this time. We currently have a camera on our face. We don't really know what the fuck we're doing.
Not really.
We really don't. All I do know is that it was the best $11. I have a little, you guys will see, I have a little itty bitty remote thing that I can use to stop the record, to go on the record. Stop the record, to go on the record. Anyway, so speaking of that, we have a new YouTube channel, and it's Backwoods Barbies. We will talk about it, and we will link it on one of our social medias. That way you guys know. It's pretty lit, okay? Yeah, it only has 2 subscribers so far, and it's me and Elena. But... it's going to get bigger, okay? It's going to get bigger. Just like our podcast, we didn't think it was going to take off, did we?
Absolutely not.
Today we have a couple topics we're going to talk about. Nothing specified, nothing specific. We're just going to kind of wing it, you know what I mean? That's what we do best. Because when we find a certain topic, yeah, we can talk about it, but we kind of can only talk about it so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this past week, September 11th.
9/11.
That's always a shitty day. You know what I mean? I mean, it really, everyone's down in the dumps, like, never forget. And I get it. Trust me. You know, yeah. I'm in the military, and, you know, I'm all about our freedom. It's just this really depressing day. Where were you that day?
Kindergarten. I don't remember it at all.
At all. Not
at all.
I remember I was in third grade, and I had this, like, 70-year-old teacher, right? She was, like, in tears, okay? And, yeah, it was tragic. It was tragic, but... we didn't know what was going on. She just turned the TV on in our room, which we never were allowed to use, ever. And I'm like, why is she turning on the TV? What's going on? And we see the towers coming down. It's just a day a lot of people will never forget. And I'm just glad to have my freedom and for my son to have his freedom. I know that. I know that our military fights hard for it. It's just crazy that it did that much damage and took that many lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, that was a big topic this past week was 9/11, and it is now the 15th. You guys will be hearing this on the 16th, but, so it's been a couple days. I just wanted to bring that up. Like I said, we do have quite a few topics, and the first one we're going to go ahead and start off with, probably Mike from Jersey Shore. Getting out of jail.
I'm
dude.
So happy.
He looks good. Like,
He does.
He looks like he hasn't been eating cakes with Lauren's, and he looks like he was on a strict diet there, which he probably was.
Yeah, he had nothing else to do.
Yeah, so he was probably working out. I don't know. He looked good. And I'm kind of glad he's out because he's funny. He's stupid, but he's funny.
He is funny.
I mean, yeah, he only did 8 months, but the dude went to prison, okay? I mean, I don't know if I could last him. Yeah, I probably could.
I wouldn't.
No, you definitely wouldn't. Out of the both of us, I would last. You know what I mean? Like, out of the both of us, it'd be me. I don't know. I was just pretty stoked when you sent me that. And, well, I saw it on social media, too. Has he posted anything yet?
Yeah.
If you guys don't know who Mike, the situation is, he's off Jersey Shore. And he finally had to serve a prison sentence for not paying his fucking taxes. We talked about it on a prior episode. The judge was he was trying to make an example out of him because he is a celebrity and he didn't want to just let him off easy. Kind of like Felicity Huffman.
Oh, yeah.
Who got only 14 days.
That's so stupid.
If you guys don't know who that is, she's on Desperate Housewives, and she was one of the moms who paid to get her college student into a good college and got caught just like Lori Loughlin off Full House and a couple other moms. Felicity Huffman got 14 days in jail, 30 minutes away from her home. I mean, and that was, she's married to Frank off Shameless too. Yeah. What's his name?
William
Macy?
Yes.
William Macy, who's hilarious, I think. I love Frank.
What a shit show.
Yeah, I don't know. If I had the opportunity, I mean, I would definitely get axed into the best college I can get him into.
Yeah, but would you cheat your way in?
I mean, if some person came up to me and was like, yo, I can get your kid into a really good college and no one ever has to know, the addict in me almost would be like instant gratification and be like, yeah, I'm on it. I want the best for my son. Let's get it popping.
Yeah, but you have to spend all that money where you can get the same degree somewhere else for a lot cheaper.
I mean, it just would be really tough for me to say no. I can understand as a mother where they were coming from. But another thing is, they have lots of money. Get your kid a fucking tutor. Like,
yeah.
Every one of these people have had lots of money and a lot of connections to be able to get their kids the education they needed to get into a good school. And I feel like they could have prevented this and not had to go this route, you know? I don't know. But I just didn't think it was really fair that they only had to serve... She only had to serve 2 weeks, and Mike, the situation, who's a younger, more rowdy individual who's been on a show called Jersey Shore instead of Desperate Housewives.
She was desperate in that moment.
She was a desperate housewife. Nice. But I just know that it would be a very, 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 very tough call for me. I don't know. When I heard that, I was just like...
Whatever, not my business, I guess.
Oh, no, it's our business.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Anything public out there that's interesting and juicy and worth a gossip is our business. Speaking of more gossip, I follow Farrah Abraham on Instagram, and so does Missy Lana.
She's so fucking annoying.
This fucking bitch.
She's insane.
She literally is cosmetically transforming her whole body into trying to... and transform it into a perfect female human being.
She looks
She's had
scary.
Vaginal rejuvenation, which is pretty much getting your vagina lips trimmed and your vagina hole tightened. Like, just a perfect, pretty pussy, pardon my French. I mean, like, if you're ever interested, look up the procedure. It's quite nifty and probably very painful. But, and she has butt implants, injections. I would get butt injections. I mean, would you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against that. But I remember one video I saw, her lips were so fucking huge because she just wouldn't stop. And even her doctor was like, Farrah, you have to give it a break. Yeah, no, it wasn't just these are too big. It's like there's something physically wrong with this girl's mouth.
Well, yeah. There's something mentally wrong with her, too.
And her fucking... dumbass daughter. I can't.
I feel like she makes her daughter look that way.
Why is she doing a makeup tutorial? How old is she? 10? I think she's...
Maybe, yeah.
I think she's 10. I think the show's been on for 10 years. I don't understand why she's having her 10-year-old do all that. I don't know. And she's just... I know a lot of how she acted on Teen Mom, which was the show she was on, was probably for the show.
I don't know. She still acts that way on Instagram.
She's just a snobby fucking cunt.
Yeah, and she thinks
she's hot
shit.
I don't use that word very often, but she is not a nice person.
She thinks she's hot shit.
I don't know. I can't unfollow her off Instagram because, I don't know, like...
You have to see it.
Yeah, and it's like... Kind of like that one girl I was talking about on my Instagram stories who annoys the fucking dog piss out of me, but I can't take her off my Instagram because it's like, what is she going to say today? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm always curious, but then again, by the time I'm done, I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch? And that's how I feel. I can't even watch Sophia, her daughter. It's like, I feel like you're getting abused and you seem perfectly happy, which is very scary.
It's because she doesn't know anything else. She's 10 years old. She probably doesn't even know what the word abuse means.
That's probably true. Either way, her mom's a fucking sociopath. Who lacks empathy for others. She does. She's a fucking nutcase. All right, we're going to take just a couple minute break to talk about our sponsor for this week's episode. We have a new one, so we'll be right back.
So the Kardashians have a new season that just started. And we're still in the whole Tristan and Jordan thing. Khloe's still getting over him. And let's just talk about Tristan and Jordan.
Do you think they did it?
I think they fucked for like months.
Months. Why'd you put so much emphasis on the end?
No, because that's how I say it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's for publicity. Jesus, couldn't spit that one out. That's what she said. Anyway, I think a lot of it's for that, but I also don't, I can't tell between that and what really is going on anymore. So I don't know if they did that for ratings and...
No, I think it was real or else Chloe and Tristan would be back together.
I thought they were.
No.
They're still separated.
Yes.
Well, poor Chloe, first of all.
Yeah, she always gets fucked over.
She gets the shittiest of the shittiest men she can find. Kind of like me. I mean, hers just have a lot more money, and that's it, really. I don't know. I started watching the first episode, and Kim stresses me out so bad. She gives me so much anxiety. She literally was making Jonathan feed her because her hands hurt.
Because Kim's Kim Kardashian. I don't know how else to explain it.
I don't, she's like, I literally can't even lift up my phone.
Literally. She's annoying as fuck.
It's like, it's probably because all the dicks you jerk off, you nasty whore. I can't. Like, I think they're all beautiful in their own way, but I don't know. And about the Chloe and Tristan thing, I'm going to have to watch the rest of the episode tonight. I think Chloe deserves the best because she's the most level-headed one that they have and the least psychotic. Because all of them have their own mental issues. I don't know. Did you see that thing where Caitlyn Jenner was on a show and he was like, everybody's wondering and making fun of me and asking me why and if I cut it off. He's like, well, it made Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire in history. And it made Kendall Jenner the highest paid model in history. And he's like, I didn't cut it off. I just retired it. But I think he cut it off, didn't he?
Fucking knows, dude. I don't even want to talk about her, him, whatever.
I just saw it and was wondering. It confused
me. Wouldn't surprise me. He did everything else.
I don't know. That family's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you just wake up one day and decide you want to be a girl or a guy, vice versa.
I don't think it was him waking up one day, but I don't know.
I feel there has to be something very seriously wrong with you in the head to think you are supposed to be the opposite sex.
Now, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I'm serious. Like, being gay, fine, whatever. I do not give a shit. If you're gay, I don't give a shit. If you're bi, whatever. But the whole thinking you were supposed to be the opposite sex really, really bothers me.
Well, we're all entitled to our own opinions. I think... I don't know. I think people should be happy in their own skin, and some people aren't, but
I know. Yeah, I mean, there's times I'm not, but that doesn't mean I want to be a fucking guy.
Touche. I don't know, man. I just think that that's a very sensitive topic. We talked about some sensitive shit on here, but that's a very opinionated topic. You know what I mean?
It is. You know, I mean, you can do whatever you want, and I'll respect whoever you are, but that just doesn't mean I agree with what you're doing.
Well, I mean, like I said, let's back to the for publicity thing. Like, a lot of this shit is for that, but I don't really think that is, but like... Tana Mojo and Jake Paul getting fucking married.
I still can't decide if that was real or fake.
Like, literally, they were together for what, 3 months?
Not even that long.
And probably. They go and get married? Like, I don't
get it.
I don't understand. You said that she was annoying as fuck.
She is annoying as fuck. Her tweets, she's so immature. She says the dumbest fucking shit. She thinks she's hot shit.
There is some pictures where it's like, okay, she looks decent.
But her lip fillers are way too much.
Like, she goes every week.
Okay, Kylie Jenner. That's who she looks like.
She did Playboy with her man. Did you see that, Kylie?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, girl. She's naked. And, like, hugging his cock and his leg.
They're fucking weird.
You're so negative sometimes. She's so negative. I don't know. I think if I had lots of money, I'd do whatever the fuck I wanted, too. I don't know. I do know that I would get definitely get butt injections.
I want lip fillers.
I would get some of those too.
Let's go. And
I would get a nose job. Because I'm tired of. That's one thing I'm very self-conscious about. Like, I know you probably don't give a shit, guys, but like, my nose is one. I was talking to a guy at work the other night, and he actually listens to this. So I was like, I want a fucking nose job because it's one of the only things that I get made fun of about, really, about on my appearance. Oh, well, and I have no ass, but whatever. But like, my nose is very, very, very prominent, and I'm very self-conscious about it. So the guy's like, every nose fits every face, I think. There's some cases where it's just a fucked up nose, and you should probably really go have surgery and get it fixed. Like that actor, Owen Wilson or something. I don't know, he's in a shit ton of movies. But I'm very self-conscious about it. So whenever I can, I'm getting a fucking nose job. For sure. Anyway,
she says.
Speaking of work, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't. I'm fucking over it, dude.
I don't want to work, period.
I wish I had a sugar daddy that would just pay for everything. And I put that on my Twitter, guys, right? Tell me why this old fuck tweeted me. I don't even know who he is or how he even would see my tweet, because my new Twitter I had to make a couple years ago doesn't have that much fame on it, right?
Well, he probably just typed in sugar daddy.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
He's like, pretty much was like, I want to be your sugar daddy and help you financially. I'm very serious. Message me back the soonest. I'm like, I sent it to Elena. I'm like, what in the actual fuck?
You've had a very weird week.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like my mom trying to set me up without me even knowing about it? Yeah. Tell me why. I get this guy on Facebook. My mom sends me a screenshot. Apparently, I seem lonely. She sends me a screenshot of this guy and was like, do you know him? And I was like, no, mom, I don't. And she kind of made my mind wonder, so I looked him up on Facebook and I went ahead and just added him. And I was like, okay, and I didn't think anything of it. Well, I was sitting in my room last night and I get a message saying, hey, is your mom so-and-so? And I said, yeah. Does she work at so-and-so? And I said, yes. I said, why? He's like, my friend had sent me a message saying, he's like, you should just ask your mom what she sent to my friend in a message, LOL. And I said, oh my God. I just knew automatically. I was like, my fucking mother's trying to set me up without me even knowing. And I don't even know this guy. Like, it'd be different if we had like met in passing, but like, I have no idea who you are. I don't even really know where you live or where you work. And I just know that I was very confused on what he exactly was talking about. So I call my mom. I said, what did you say? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, no, seriously, mom, what the fuck did you say to him? She's like, I just messaged his friend and asked where he worked, and it was the same place you worked, just in a different vicinity. And I asked if he was single and if pretty much what his status was. And the friend was like, oh, well, I'll definitely tell him about her. And my mom was pretty much trying to set me up on a little rendezvous. And I had no fucking idea. And I messaged him today and I was like, I am so fucking sorry. He's 40.
Oh.
I'm 26. Look, I don't mind older men. It's actually what I prefer. But, like, if you're more than 10 years older, you gotta be, like, the real fucking package. You know what I mean? Like, able to do some really great things, if you know what I'm saying. But, needless to say, he's still messaging me. And, I don't know. I'm very codependent, so I probably will let it go on for a little bit. If you want the truth. And take it from there. But enough about me. Elena, what was this funny story that had you in two? I love it, because now that we have a podcast, Elena's like, I have something so fucking funny. But I'm going to wait for the podcast.
It's so funny.
Go ahead.
It's about my Snapchat I sent you the other day. So those strawberry refreshers at Starbucks. strawberry acai refreshers or whatever. They're so fucking good, okay? So I got one morning on my way to school. And then I got a client. So I was like drinking it in between that time between breakfast and lunch where you're kind of hungry.
Yeah.
But not really. And you like shouldn't be drinking certain things on an empty stomach. Well, I did. And then I went to get lunch at this grocery store like 3 minutes from my school. And I literally had to run out of there. Skirt to the school so fucking fast and then run into the school because I thought I was going to shit. Because of this strawberry refresher fucking drink.
What color of pants were you wearing?
Fucking black, of course. You have to wear black pants.
Oh my god. I don't understand how strawberry made you fuck your. How you,
I think it was the acai parts, like green tea or something like that.
Oh, if you would have told me you shit your pants.
I would have died. I would have not gone back to school.
Oh, yes, you would have.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, you would have.
I would go fucking home.
Elena dyed my hair today. Speaking of her school. And my eyebrows. Did we talk about this?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to. Because my hair looks phenomenal. And if you guys watch the vlog, you'll be able to see it.
Kinda. It looks better in the sunlight.
Whatever, dude. It looks better than it did. I can tell you that. And so she's like, ooh, you should let me dye your eyebrows.
Tint.
And I said, okay. I was hesitant because she's still learning, right? She's still learning.
We don't learn that at school. That's just something I looked on YouTube.
Oh, for the love of God. I didn't know that. I really didn't fucking know that. Anyway, she's trying to put these wax strips on my eyebrows, right? Come to find out, she used the middle section on the lengthy
part.
Look,
I didn't know.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to give them a visual. Anyway, she has these sticky pieces of, what are they, wax papers?
Mm-hmm.
For, like, the...
stencil?
Yes. This bitch rips off one of my eyelashes. Actually, not just one. I have...
No, it was one. You're...
I saw two of my real eyelashes connected to it pulled out. And now I have a big gap in the corner, and I just got these motherfuckers done. Anyway, well, the eyebrows turned out good. She posted a picture. But that hurt.
I'm sorry. I said I was sorry.
You know how OCD I am, and especially with my eyelashes. I'll cause a head-on collision trying to fix those motherfuckers. I swear to God. People
really
probably drive by me on my way to work as I'm combing through them.
Yeah.
Like a crackhead combing through the carpets. I can't stop. They have to be perfect.
I know. That's how mine are. And right now, they're not.
Yeah, but you go tomorrow. I don't know. I just know that, especially with where I work, it's hard. I almost got in a fist fight at work, again, by the same crazy fucking bitch. Look, you want to know, actually, when something happens there, it literally goes around the whole plant within 30 fucking minutes, if that.
Of course.
This bitch literally shoved me 3 different times, and I didn't do a fucking thing.
She shoved you?
3 times.
Why?
Because she literally is a psycho, like everybody thinks she's on meth, but no, the bitch is just really that crazy and really high strung, and when she's in that manic mode, she doesn't rationalize with anything, she doesn't hear anything you're saying, and she literally thinks she's right. Well, we had this girl who likes to stir up drama and went back to her and was like, Carly went to lunch with so-and-so. First of all, I'll go to lunch with whoever the fuck I want to go to lunch with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't, I just walked out of the building and he was walking next to me. So she sends me a message, and I was pissed off anyway because we were short-staffed, and that means I get fucked in the end. Like, fucked. And I was just so pissed, and I went back there. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about now? And she's like, first of all, don't get loud with me. This ain't the day for me. But I'm like, hey, I'm not going to name any names. I don't really give a shit because I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of the drama here. I'm so tired of my name being involved. Just fucking drop it. And I was kind of loud about it because I was pissed off. And there's no tolerance for fighting there, like none. So, like, if I were to, like, push her back, like, if she doesn't lose her job Monday, I'm going to be fucking irate.
Mm-hmm.
But I just stood there and let somebody shove me two or three times until our group leader finally came around the corner because we were in the back by his office. He's like, enough! And he loves me, but he was like, I'm so fucking tired. I'm like, yeah, well, I am too. I was like, because I almost had, it took so much self-control. And a girl that I'm really close with there was like, that's growth, Carly. She's like, that's real fucking growth. She's like, I wouldn't have been able to just stand there and be pushed. Cause she lit, and then I was like, I'm not trying to fight you and lose my job. She's like, well, we could take it outside. And I'm like, I'm not trying to take it outside either. Because first of all, I don't care enough about you to fight you. Mm-hmm. If I'm fighting you, it's because I genuinely care about you and I'm pissed off, or you've done something to hurt me or my son. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't me being 17 and gonna mean trying to just have more pride than you and be the tougher person. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just because I'm clean now or whatever it may be. I don't know. It's just so fucking hectic and stressful there because, like, no matter how mature you try to be with people, they can, like, be pissed off at you for something completely brand new in 20 fucking minutes. And it's just, it is so bad.
Fuck that bitch.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much. And, I don't know. It was just... And it was Friday the 13th with the full fucking moon.
Oh, my God, dude. That day was horrible.
Was the night. It happened. I'm like, this is why I don't fuck with full moons, dude. Fuck Friday the 13th. I don't fuck with full moons.
Yeah.
And if you guys have ever seen the movie Practical Magic, I don't care if you don't believe in that shit. I do. Like, and they say a ring around the moon is a sign of trouble not far behind. Yeah, you think? Because there was definitely a ring around that motherfucker. I mean, like, and look what happened. I got fucked at work. I almost got fought at work, and it was just fucking stressful, dude.
Oh, you got fucked at work?
I wish, but not in that way. Like, in the bad way. Like, the kind you don't want. You know, kind of like the one night stand and you wish you never did it type of fucked.
Ew.
Anyway. By the way, if you're inboxing me trying to get fucked... Please don't ever send me the eggplant emoji.
What a dumb fuck.
What was it? It was the eggplant
emoji. And kissing lips. So he obviously wanted you to.
Okay, first of all, you're like 12. No, thank you. Second of all, I barely did that for my child's father. What makes you think I'm going to do it for you? A random fucking stranger.
Yeah, it's just...
And that is so fucking immature. Like, you can just... That shows your age and your mentality of how you think. Like, a lot of guys, yes, only want to talk to you to fuck. Or, like, show me your titties. Like, no. No.
LMAO, fuck it. It was at the end of that message. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like...
What? Because you had the balls to send me that? Like, no. It's not how... I didn't even respond to you. That's how my... Like, I didn't even... It wasn't like, no, thank you. Like, I'm good. Please get out of my inbox. I didn't even respond because you're that fucking retarded. If you say, show me your titties or when you're trying to fuck or let me see that ass. I love that one. First of all, I don't have one to show you. Okay?
You should say that from now
on.
I
don't have an ass to show you guys. I don't. I don't know. It's just.
Men are fucking. They need.
Their come on game has to be stronger than what it is, man, and more respectful. Like, yes, I like a persuasive man, but not degrading.
Yeah.
Like, show me your titties. Like, that just pretty much says, this is all I want to talk to you for. Show me your boobs. Like, thanks. I'm having a good day. How about you? Fucking asshole.
Fucking idiots.
I don't know. They're all just clowns. Clowns, clowns, clowns. They're all clowns. And then they get pissed off whenever you don't message them back about it or you just don't message them back in general. And, of course, it's all your fault. But, like, when you don't message them back, they freak out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of how there's always that one ex who thinks you will always want them back.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said earlier, there may always be just that one that, you know, you always keep running back to, like the good sex or the feelings, but literally there are some that think you want them back when you want nothing to fucking do with this.
Psychos.
Yeah, they
look, really, I haven't talked to you for almost a year now. I don't want you back. It's just not happening. So get that out of your head.
Get it out of your head.
I don't know if people say that because they want their girls are trying to get to
a lot think of they have for competition. Ego. I mean, probably their ego is a big part of it, you know what I mean? Or that they are trying to convince their significant other that they're not fucking around and that, well, she probably just wants me back and that's why she's messaging me or I'm messaging her.
But nobody's messaging you.
I mean, that's 3/4 of the case sometimes, but I mean, it's just, I don't know even how to respond when they act like that. You know what I mean?
Me either.
I don't know. Guys are confusing anyway because most of them are liars about the dumbest shit.
Amen.
Most of them are very immature about the dumbest shit.
Heard that.
And I'm not going to sit here and just bash dudes, but like literally around here, none of them have good morals and none of them are, 3/4 of them, I should say, aren't worth a fuck.
Agreed.
Pun intended. Like, you know what I mean? I just know that it's just so stressful. I'm just over it. Like I said, I've given up on searching. I'm just going to let it come find me. I was driving past my street the other day, and I looked to my left on my way home from work, and I see fucking Halloween decorations out already. Like, do people do that?
I mean, it is September, but that's still almost
Halloween's at
months.
The end of October. I just feel like they were kind of jumping the gun on it. But then again, I haven't even set up for fall.
It's not fall yet. I hate how people are already setting up for fall. It's still summer.
That's very factual. I agree.
It's hot as hell out. I don't know where you guys are getting this fall idea from.
It's hot as Satan's dick. Yeah. I mean, I am kind of excited for Halloween. I don't know what accent's going to be yet, but I'm stoked. I haven't decided if we're going to dress up as a matching pair.
Halloween's on, like, a weird day this year. You probably have to work.
Oh, my God.
Fucking quit.
I'm going to not yet until I have another reliable job, which I'm in the making of. Don't you worry about that.
Help her out.
Yeah, please do. Well, that's probably it for this week's episode, guys. I know we are kind of here, there, and everywhere, but if you guys have a specific topic you guys want us to talk about,
let us know.
DM us, you know what I'm saying, on our Instagram, which is _backwoodsbarbies_, and our Twitter is
backwoodsbarbies, and the backwoods has no O's.
And we have a new YouTube channel, like I said, subscribe to it. Subscribe to our Apple Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on Breaker. We're just on so much platforms, you guys. And we will go ahead and tag this week's episode on all our social medias, on our Instagram pages, on our Twitters, on everything. But like I said, subscribe to everything that you can. We are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That are our two, probably our main ones that people listen to it on. But we're gonna go, and until next week,
bye.
Bye, guys.
If you wanna waste time, baby, waste your time with me in California. Hey, baby, waste your time with me in California.